There's a man in the woods.
What a spectacle.
Before the stories started, this school was still respectable. My students used to skip down the hill to the honeysuckle, pluck a couple, and collect their nectar till they picked their fill. Except one obnoxious kid, Sid, who just watched them eat the flowers while he seethed and scowled because he couldn't bear to share his sweet treats throughout our recess hour. I remember Sid saying, "There's a man in the woods." That's how the rumors began. Of course, Sid had spotted him first. The poor kids. He got him immersed in his spiel about a serial killer whose gun barrel glint hints at peril. A visit to the nurse, or worse, a hearse waiting just beyond the dale. The children saw him everywhere. "Look, over there. That man had Batman ears, we swear, and crazy yellow eyes. We saw something rusty. His shotgun? It must be. I saw a lady's severed thigh." Trust me, every word I heard was absurd. Yet each day, Sid would stray down way past the playground. Who else was brave enough to save us from the killer's next plot? The rest of the lot would stop back at the blacktop, sure that any closer they were bound to be found deep in the woods, left to rot. I pleaded for the kids to think and learn to be mature, but after a few more rumors doomed my attempts to prove the school was secure, their fear was undeterred, and when the buses drove them all home, the parents finally heard. Everything just blew up. I received a wall of emails and calls full of shrieks, wails, and all from terrified families who'd heard word of the murderer and didn't like my lack of action at all. What was I supposed to do? Comb the whole forest? Yeah, right, would you? That means I didn't care? That's not fair, the stories that worried you weren't true. Of course I would feel regret had there been a real threat and I ignored it, and some poor kid got kidnapped while the kids were napping. But you couldn't admit that your good little kid would formulate a fib, so you ignored what I said. Your little angels could never cook up such incredible creations? An overactive imagination maybe, but my kid could never lie. How dare I? Accuse a child of being dishonest? Just monstrous. The parents were displeased, and when the PTA took action, they dismissed me from the classroom. Like they knew what was best for their kids. Do you know how difficult it is to get a job when a bitter mom slanders your rep with child neglect from the outset? Now who's in control of your classes?
Single file lines?
Single file lines? Little vile swine, a killer by the pines? Really? Are you blind? Will you find your spines? Sid, a child decides to fill our minds with lies, and the next thing you see is people treating me like I'm committing crimes. I was in my prime! Those kids were lucky to have me. Do you see what you did? But I can play along. I can be good. Do you hear that, Sid? There's a man in the woods.
Forged out of the past and into the present, into the dream of the future.
Good morning. Good spooky evening, ladies and ghouls, boys and witches, nymphs of all ages. Today is Monday, October 31st, 2022. I'm Lou with the American Branch of PNN. It is spooktacular special, I guess. Spooktacular special. What's the show gonna be today? First, he's not stopping. I've never seen anything like this in my life. Then, Black Awakening continues. Holy shit. Then, picture of marijuana bud destroys your life. You forgot to put nothing personal, kid. Then, cannabis hyperemesis syndrome. Pharma shills are destroying this discussion. Then, for the finale, just forget, Goy. Just forget. Just forget. Let's declare pandemic amnesty. That's the finale. Gonna be a great Halloween special. Spooktacular special. With nothing really Halloween about my show. I'll change a few words at the start. Boom, Halloween special. I'm a fucking genius. I'm smarter than the Jews are. Using their own strategies and shenagles. First thread of the day. He's not stopping. I've never seen anything like this in my life. All normal faggots I've been trying to red pill for the last 10 years are all starting to notice because of what this Negro is doing. I feel pretty good and vindicated thanks to ye. Ye says on some platform, I have no idea, I don't do social media, but he's on a platform, he says, on my last final meeting with Bob Cohen, He told me, quote, if I keep up anti-Semitic rhetoric, I'll lose custody of my children. So let me get this straight. If I complain about Jewish business practices, it's considered anti-Semitic. So my custody lawyer was basically telling me, if you complain about getting done wrong in business, you will lose custody of your children. And this was the guy on my side. And it's the picture of the fucking Jew right there. That Jew. First Post American says, I never thought I'd see the day a black guy go full 1488. We're so close. Guys, Handsome Truth and Kanye and all this has done more in a short amount of time than any amount of Nazi hate has. We have to use the Jewish tricks against them with peace and love and hate. We can unite and hate together of the Jew. What platform is that ye post on? Thank you, Leafanon. I have no idea either. Found it. He's on Parler now and calling them a heart. Oh, duh. Duh. Of course he's on Parler. He bought Parler. Why would he not be posting on Parler? The fucking nigger bought it. Duh. Duh. This America says, where's Kanye even posting this stuff and getting away with it? Isn't he breaking the rules of Kike social media? He bought his own platform. I should have known better. Like, duh. He could say whatever he wants now. He fucking owns that thing. He could literally just say whatever he fucking wants now. He owns Parler. This Confederate says, his staggering with his shit posting. When he's banned from one, he jumps to another. But he's taking care not to get banned from all of them at once. I don't think he'll get banned from Parler. The fucker owns it now. Said it was the happiest day of his life when he bought it. Seems to me that was more cope and seethe from him trying to, you know, I'm above hating the guy that's fucking my wife right now. I'm benevolent to you fucking my wife right now. I do not see it. I do not see it. I do not see it. Goose Fraba. That's Kanye right now with his wife getting fucked by that Jew. Goose Fraba. I could see through it, nigger. You're trying so hard not to chimp out. He's trying so hard not to chimp. Hilarious. God, this thread is huge, guys. 350 replies. Enormous thread. Enormous. I'm about to skip ahead a bit. This guy says he should join Gab too. Gab's very Christian. He'd probably like it. I don't think he will, though. I mean, he has fucking Parler now. He needs to promote Parler. My phone's listening to me. Hi, Google. Hey, what's up? I'm doing a show right now. Hi, execs at Google. Fuck you, too. Go fuck yourselves. Spying on me, assholes. I don't give a fuck. No, nonviolence. Nonviolent, Google execs. Suck my dick. Nonviolently. We'll open an account there just to like his stuff. Cool, yeah, go to Parler to like a fucking nigger's post if you want to. If you're so inclined, I guess, Anon, go for it. Go for it. At least you're making your account now, after everyone's gotten hacked. Day one. Silly gooses. So you're probably relatively safe now, kind of. You're never safe. You're never safe! Never safe. Sometimes this mic cuts my voice out, I don't like it. Those are the best parts when I'm... Don't cut that out, stupid mic. Don't noise suppress me, microphone. Don't do it. Jewish lives matter. Fuck off. They don't matter at all. The thread ends up devolving into a bunch of people arguing with each other. Going hard. Jews still own black people. Yes, so with that, moving on. With that, perfect segue, moving on. Black Awakening continues. Picture is a twat from Jason Whitlock. A nigger, an obese fat nigger, saying, I hate this. I always do the backwards. Never mind. Strike that, viewer audience. We'll start with Irish Potato Monkey. The psyop is that Kanye would be congratulated far and wide if he posted something suggesting that white people perpetrated the slave trade, yet posting something that suggests that Jews perpetrated the slave trade is evil and anti-Semitic. And that's posted by the guy, whatever the fuck that is, that meme, the singing He-Man meme. And then Jason Whitlock, the fat nigger, responds, the puppet masters certainly do offer butter biscuits to black celebs for blaming white people for everything, and they spank black celebs for blaming anyone else. Rules of the game are spelled out in bright letters at this point. Yep. Yep. Just do the... hate the whites, Goyim. Hate the whites, Goyim. The Goyim is our word. That's the whites' word. You have nigger. Goyim is ours. You can borrow it, though. I will allow it. It's called fifth generational warfare, and it's targeted at the domestic population by our government. Yes. Based Nazi government. Huge collection of PDF books about the realities of the Jews and their religion. Jewish confessions of ritual murder, direct download, blessed Anon spreading red pills. Yes, thank you, Anon. Wow, dude, the base niggers are gonna save the America from the Jews. That's someone that hates niggers more than Jews. That's someone that's upset that we have a nigger naming the kike, and that guy's like, no, it's a nigger. Stop it. It's a nigger. Nigger, 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 nigger. Okay, look, there's base niggers too. I know you don't like to admit it, but it tends to happen on occasion. I know, it just happens. There's a little bit of white DNA in there somewhere, and it itches to the surface. You know, Whitey sticking his cock in that nigger at some point in the past. But it put a little bit of that, a little bit of that morality in there. Got snuck in there somehow. It's a little bit of that ape is abated. Mr. Baker says, you spot one intelligent nig and suddenly you think they're all smart. I don't think Connie is smart at all, dude. Don't think Connie is smart at all. Not at all. Dude misspelled death con. Def con? Death con? I'm like, what the fuck, man? You could have just Googled it, Kanye. You could have just taken a modicum of half of a second and Googled the word. Oh my god. But he literally thought it was death con. Death con, it sounds more menacingly things and stuff. I'm Kanye. But still, you know, call out the kikes, put this much pressure. I mean, this much pressure on the kikes, I'll give you a fucking pass, okay? You get a pass. You get a nigger pass, okay? Shit. I'll shake your hand, Kanye, and then I'll wash my hand and so that smelly nigger gets off of me. But I would shake your hand and then wash it to get the smelly nigger off. Whitlock is an awakened. Nigger has always been saying this shit, and he's right. Him saying this shit is why Kikes got rid of his show on ESPN. Yeah. Gotta cancel everybody. Kanye West, Kyle Irving, Candace Owens, Jason Whitlock, who's next? I don't know. I don't know niggers. I don't, you know, just don't like niggers. I don't know lots of niggers. Thank God. Nigger, 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 nigger. I like being able to say that on my show whenever I want. It's America. And this is comedy. If I want to say nigger, I'll say it. N-I-G-G-E-R. Nigger. Nigger, 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 nigger. Nigger, nigger, nigger. Nigger, nigger, nigger segment. Nigger, 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 nigger. This is my voice. Nigger, nigger. Nigger. Nigger, nigger. Nigger, 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 nigger. Nigger, 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 nigger. Nigger, 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 nigger. Nigger. Nigger, nigger, nigger. Nigger. Nigger, nigger. 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 Nigger, 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 nigger. 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 Nigger, nigger, nigger. Nigger. Nigger, nigger. 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 N-I-G-G-E-R. Nigger. Okay. Enough of that. Moving on, next thread. Wow, what a segment. I went a little off the rails there. Did the joke get old? I hope it did. Destroys your life. Picture of marijuana bud. Oh my god. Oh my god, I get no self-control. I know this, though. There is a dark side to every single thing on this planet. Sugar, there's a dark side. There's 500 million pound whales that are addicted to sugar. You could probably die from sugar. You can't die from marijuana overdose, though, that's for sure. You could die from sugar overdose. You could not die from marijuana overdose. You could consume so much sugar that your heart would explode, but you could not consume so much marijuana that you would die of a marijuana overdose. It just would not happen. Apparently, you can consume so much marijuana that your fat fucking throat closes and you suffocate yourself because you're a fat little child. But I would argue that. I would argue that against you. I would say it was the mother. And something. Who knows? Go to the ER, you dumb mother. Nothing personal, kid. By the way, 50% of the shit you ever smoked was PGR minimum, if not at all. You were through the same bitch, nigger.
What the fuck? What's that even mean? I'm a marijuana faggot. I don't even know what that means. Jesus.
A fucking plant. Aussie gets his life destroyed because he's a retard.
Not gonna lie, that plant's bad. Cries in retard crying.
This Netherlands Anon says, if you can't handle weed, you're not white.
I think the only thing you have to be careful of with marijuana is how it demotivates you. And it has a very high tendency of doing that. It's just not... It can give you lots of paranoia as well. It can really up your paranoia. Give you schizo-like thoughts. So you have to be aware of that. Hyper-aware.
This Britbong says, weed is literally the exact same as alcohol. If you can't handle a bit of plant from the ground, you're not going to make it.
I have to disagree with you, bro. It is not the same as alcohol. Alcohol is one of the most addictive substances on the planet. And not just, mentally addictive. It's physically addictive. You can die withdrawing from alcohol. You can die, okay? You can be so addicted to alcohol that you're consuming so much alcohol every day that if you quit drinking it, you can die. You can literally die by just not drinking, okay? That's not the same as marijuana. Not the same. Not the same. You cannot smoke so much marijuana that you stop smoking marijuana and you die. Okay, that doesn't happen. It's not the fucking same. Also, marijuana doesn't remove your inhibitions, which is incredibly dangerous. That's very bad and gets lots of people in trouble. It also makes people into really mean people when you have no inhibitions. It's bad. I don't like alcohol at all. One of the reasons I respect Trump is because he also hates alcohol. Just a small point of why I like the man. I thought this Dave Voltanon was saying Jesus Christ was a piece of shit, but he was just saying Jesus Christ, piece of shit. I didn't separate the two words. Silly goose me. Silly goose. I like saying silly goose.
Silly goose. I should say silly duck, because I'm Tanya, the duck.
I requested that avatar like 3 months ago, and that person has not messaged me back. I think it died. Uh-oh, Steam message.
Oh my god, I got a message on Steam and I lost track. Oh my god.
Whatever. Halloween special.
It said Dalton. I can still hear that voice.
Halloween special. Boo. Boo. Jump scare. Boo. Boo. Did I get you? Did I get boo jump scare? What were we doing? Who knows jump scare? Boo. Halloween special.
This American says, I'm not addicted to weed. I'm addicted to being sober. It's different. That's genius, Anon. I love that. I'm taking that. I'm addicted to being sober. Isn't that the fucking truth? Yeah, fuck, get me out of this reality. Get me out of this fucking reality. That is the spot on right there. That guy gets to the heart of the issue. This American says, I'm 34 and can't stop. The withdrawals I get are so bad I end up in jail or mental home every time. Please help. What the... What? In jail or mental home from withdrawal? What the fuck? Dude, you can't... The withdrawal is you want some weed. I mean, that's the fucking... That's the withdrawal. That's the scope of the withdrawal. You want a little marijuana. That is... It's not even that strong. I would equate it to wanting something sweet when you've had a bunch of sugar. You want something sweet. You want some marijuana. That's that exact feeling. You just want some. It's not like you need some. Maybe for some... I mean, goddamn, if weed is so powerful that you're like, I gotta have weed no matter what, then fucking goddamn, stay away from heroin. Stay away from crack cocaine. Stay away from meth. Stay away from bath salts. I don't fucking know. Just stay away from everything because it will all be much worse, much more addictive. Alcohol. Jesus Christ. I don't even want to imagine alcohol. Fuck. Run.
Run the other direction. If you have no self-control with marijuana, alcohol would obliterate you. It would obliterate you. Moving on. Next thread. Next thread. Penultimate thread. Cannabis. Hypermysis. Syndrome. Farmer Shields destroying discussion. Cannabis reduces everything from white boy suicide rates to infant mortality. They are scared.
One thing that really pisses me off is this cannabis syndrome bullshit. First of all, case series study is not even a real study. Second of all, there are other disorders that mimic this one down to the symptom. Third, and most importantly, this narrative was designed to help cover up one of the most important benefits of cannabis, parasite control. It's the new reefer madness for a new generation. I've never even heard of this. Cannabis hypermesis? What the fuck is this shit? And then he goes on to say, OP talks about cannabis being anti-parasitic. There have been some studies that show it, like, removes cancer cells. And you may be saying, like, but Lou, if you smoke anything, you're gonna fuck your lungs up and carcinogen. I agree. Look, you smoke anything, you combust anything and inhale that combusted smoke, you're gonna increase your chance of cancer, period. But luckily, you can just eat marijuana. You can just eat it. So, you know, I'd say just eat the fucking shit. And you have now averted all the negative side effects of marijuana. Wow. I mean, there is studies saying it reduces the size of tumors and all sorts of shit. It's a goddamn miracle plant. This guy, he goes on to talk about how it's kind of big pharma targeting marijuana because it does so much shit, you know, it cures pain, cures sleep apnea, does all this stuff, so the doctors don't want people getting it, because then their jobs would be going away, and their money would be disappearing, evaporating. This American says, this is a contrarian place. You're either referencing trolls or genuine anons who are nonetheless provide the same counterpoint. As in all things, it could be good or bad in the same lifetime. In order to change the direction, people need Sam Hyde or some shit telling them, quit the weed, get your shit together, and then go on to believe dumb but helpful things for a short time. I want to get bit out of shape about it. Yeah, if you have such bad self-motivation and self-control that marijuana is controlling you, like, Jesus, God, all hope's fucking lost for you at that point. All hope's lost for you. Just seppuku yourself. You're fucking done. You know? Fucking done at that point. This Netherlands Anon says, I wish retarded junkies would get off pole. The place would be so much quieter. Dude, everyone has a vice of some sort, dude, everyone. If it's not the caffeine addicts, it's the vegan junkies and their organic food of some sort. There's excess of everything, dude. You can have too much of anything in life. That's how it is. You can have too much of a good thing. You need moderation in all things. That's a good motto to live life by. How dare you say weed has even a single negative side effect? So much for stoners being chill. That's a bit passive aggressive, Anon. That's a bit passive aggressive. Thanks for the advice, Anons. Really appreciate it. Wow, Valorant, really? Why do I know that's from Valorant? Ugh, I feel dirty. Samarica says, sounds retarded. THC has a 100% success rate at lowering vomiting. The only serious problem with this is it can cause heart problems, but it is not nearly as bad as COVID vaccine in that regard. Another problem is marijuana-influenced schizophrenia is something that's, I think, real. I think it does not help some people. You know, some people, they think it helps them, and it, I don't know, maybe. Maybe there's some truth to that. It's like 0.1% though. It's like so small. It's like such a small fraction of a percent. Such a small fraction of a percent. But it's also another reason why I think, you know, kids should wait until they're older. So they've developed. They need to develop and make their own choices of what they want to do with their lives. Moving on to the final thread of the finale. The Atlantic. Let's declare a pandemic amnesty. We need to forgive one another for what we did and said when we were in the dark about COVID. Wow. Wow. Ayo, just forgive us and cheat. Didn't do nothing. Very first post is, they wanted us dead. Daily Wire, you're gonna go home and die. Howard Stern wants hospitals to deny care to unvaccinated. It's like you literally wanted to kill us. You didn't want us to fly. You didn't want us to, I mean, are you really going to backpedal this? You guys closed the government down, and now you're like, oh, we didn't close the government down. That never happened. It's so tiresome. That's all just conspiracy theory. What? You wanted to kill us. Right here, it's all so tiresome. Fauci to be disposed as part of censorship collusion lawsuit? What the fuck? Huh. The Samaritan says, the problem is they weren't really in the dark. That's bullshit. And I agree, forgiveness is right. But a lot of these people are unrepentant. They would do the same exact thing again tomorrow. Yes, they would. Yes, they would. That was my end clip from yesterday's show. That guy saying, oh, Elon's censoring us, or whatever, and then he did that little face, and I zoomed in. I don't know. That, right there. Poll and reading comprehension. Oil and water. She's talking about forgiving, you fucks. She's talking about forgiving. We're forgiving. And forgetting. And forgetting. Forgiving and forgetting. No forgiveness without repentance. Blessed Aussie. This dude says, I challenge you all to read this and resist putting a hole in your wall. Let's see. What is this archive?
Why do you block archives, 4chan?
Foolish. Oh, it's the actual article. It's just the article. It's the article itself. I don't want to touch it, man. I guess I'll touch a little bit of it. It's not even that long. Jesus Christ. This is like a page of writing. What the fuck? I guess I could go through it. It's so fucking short. These people get paid to write a page of writing. What the fuck? And I quote, the people who got it right, for whatever reason, may want to gloat. Those who got it wrong, for whatever reason, may feel defensive and retrench into a position that doesn't accord with facts. All of this gloating and defensiveness continues to gobble up a lot of social energy and drive the culture wars, especially on the internet. Wow. You guys were right. We were wrong. Full stop. Wow. Wow. At least she has the balls to admit it, I guess, in her one-page editorial. What the fuck? Just forget. Just sorry. We didn't really mean to want to kill you. Sorry. Just kidding. Just kidding. Shut down your entire economy and ruin the lives of thousands of small businesses, probably hundreds of thousands, really, small businesses around America. Just kidding. Just kidding. Forget. So fucking amazing. Oh, this is so great. Only God can forgive. We will arrange the meeting. Ah, so perfect. Ah, so perfect. Ah! I'm playing that fucking clip.
Forgiveness is between them and God. It's my job to arrange the meeting.
God, I love that movie, Man on Fire. If you guys haven't seen Man on Fire, go watch that fucking nigger movie. Oh, man. Denzel Washington being based action nigger. Great movie. A life for a life. Never forgive, never forget. Fuck them all. That's great. Yeah, Anonymous never forgives, Anonymous never forgets. This leaf says, they literally wanted us all to die. During the Canadian trucker protests, I heard a lady at work with my owners say, oh, why don't they all just get COVID and die already, while laughing. Never forgive, never forget, I will never befriend a vaccine. Yeah. They literally wanted to kill us. Honestly, We laughed at them dying, but we did not want these people to die. We didn't ask for their deaths, but we laughed at how they were killing themselves with the spike protein and shit. But we didn't wish for their deaths. These people actively wished for our deaths. They actively wished with all of their hearts that we would just die and just be gone off of this earth. God, if all of these stupid anti-vaxxers were gone, we would just have such a better world controlled by these Jews. These Jews would completely control us and everything would be better. God, these fucking goyim cattle. That's what they are. Yes, massa. What do you want me to do, massa? White man bad, massa? Okay. Yeah, white man bad, Jewish massa. Yeah, white man bad, Jewish massa. I'm a good blackie. I'm a good nigger. I'll do what you say, Massa Jew. I'll do what you say. Whitey bad. Whitey bad. See, I'm a good nigger. Give me points. This American says they're all going to be dead soon, so it's not really a problem. Go to your graves feeling good about yourselves. See, that's the difference. It's like they want us dead. We think they're going to die. Like, there's a difference, okay? We think you're going to die because of your own stupidity. You want us to die, okay? We're laughing that you're dying. You're actively want us to die. They're two different takes on... They're two completely different things. Two completely different things. This guy says, why suddenly do this, though? Is something about to happen? Yeah, but the kikes are being found out. That's what's about to happen. Everyone's going to realize, oh, shit, Pfizer is completely owned by Jews, and all of this shit was just Jewish tricks? Really? Yep, always is. Many such cases of Jewish tricks. God, this, I don't know, man. People waking up on such a mass scale right now is giving me some hope. I mean, this is going to do some damage for years to come, guys. I mean, just what is happening right now will literally set the groundwork for years to come for future anti-Semites, okay? We're winning on such a massive scale right now. We got a young generation of new blood coming in. I'm telling you, we're going to get a bunch of new blood waking up, coming into the movement. Fine by me. Kind of upset it's going to be a lot of niggers, but whatever, you know? Smelly niggers. As long as they're fighting the Jews, that's fine. Fine by me. Stand at the side of the room, smelly nigger. I liked that the one picture of Kanye going to fight the Lord of the Rings army, and Gandalf's in the back, and he's like, go get him, nigger. That's me. Go get him, nigger. I'll stand back here and watch you. You can do all the work. Thanks. Yeah. Perfect. This American says, I won't forgive anyone unless they repent. I need to believe they feel genuine remorse for wanting me dead. I need to know they learned from their mistake next time a homicidal fervor spreads through society, and that they will not participate in it. Yes, I agree. Vax killed my uncle. Lockdown and poor living conditions killed my aunt. She was in Brazil. She was too sweet to complain to us, and now she's dead. Her own kids abandoned her and just left her food on the front porch. Fuckers believed the TV. Yeah, I mean, America, dude, they were keeping people from seeing their dying loved ones. They were like, fuck the vax. I don't care if I get COVID. I want to see my dying loved one, please, before they fucking die. And they would not let them see them. And then they would die. And then they were gone forever. 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 Gone. Forever. And they were not able to see them. That's a fucking crime against humanity. They're gone forever now. And you prevented them from seeing each other. You're fucking evil. You, anyone that participated in that, pure fucking evil. Pure fucking evil. Pure fucking evil. This dude says, orange text, need to forgive one another. Jesus forgives. I do not. The guy reads, the hammer is supposed to be read, blessed be the Lord, my rock, who trains my hands for war, my fingers for battle. And the guy reads it, blessed be my hands for the Lord, my war, my fingers rock, who trains for battle. He read it like that. Yeah, not the greatest design principles on that hammer. Not the greatest. What the fuck is this thing anyways? Like, what, like, is this for beating people in the face? Like, what the fuck is this thing? Jeez, what an inefficient weapon. Anyways, that's the show, guys. That's it. That's the show. We're done. That's it. Thank you for listening. Thank you for watching. Please like, comment, subscribe. I hope you enjoyed the spooktacular special. You guys have a wonderful day. I love you all. Bye.
Huh? I mean, it's just a silly game anyways.
Oh, the anger sharks are swimming in my head.
You gotta dump that shit! You gotta dump that shit! Yeah,
Nate, listen to me. Stay with me, Nate.
Now repeat after me, Nate.
Goose Fraba.
Goose blah blah.
Not blah blah, Nate. Goose ooze Fraba.
Goose Fraba.
That's slower. Goose Fraba. How do you feel?
Better.
Good job, Nate.
That sound is a derivation of an old Eskimo word that mothers use to calm their children.
I see.